This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. We are going to stay away from the pure politics of the American economy today because, you know, eye on the ball and all that. We're going to turn instead to corporate America and its take on one particular slice of government economic policy. Amazon said today that it's going to make Prime membership, that thing that gets you free delivery and music and movies, cheaper for people who are getting government assistance. If you've got an EBT card, say you're getting food stamps, Amazon will sell you Prime for about $6 a month. Full price is about $11 a month. As Marketplace's Adrian Hill reports, it is Amazon again going toe-to-toe with Walmart.
Here's a number for you. 37. That's the percentage of U.S. households with Amazon Prime memberships, according to Megan Worley at Kantar Retail. A lot of those are middle and upper middle class shoppers.
Whereas the Walmart shopper is more of that lower-income shopper base.
Amazon wants everyone, at least everyone who needs things, everyone who has a dollar to spend. With today's announcement,
Amazon continues to try to reach into, you know, parts of the economy that hasn't quite penetrated as well as other parts.
That's Mike Levin with Consumer Intelligence Research Partners in Chicago. It's not been for lack of trying. Amazon got the go-ahead to accept food stamps for online grocery purchases in a handful of states as part of a pilot program. Amazon has also come up with a way for people to use cash instead of credit or bank cards for their purchases. Still, analyst Brian Yarbrough from Edward Jones isn't convinced the lower-income shopper is going to come running. For one, he says food stamp spending, which generates billions of dollars each year for Walmart, is for food.
And Amazon really hasn't been able to master how do you deliver milk, how do you deliver cheese, how do you deliver eggs in a timely fashion.
He also wonders if people are going to want to pay a $6 a month Prime fee.
For some of these lower income consumers that live paycheck to paycheck, they may not have the extra money laying around every month to pay for it.
The month-to-month subscription will pose its own problems for Amazon, says Morningstar analyst RJ Hottovy.
That can be difficult from a planning perspective.
But we've got a retail smackdown on our hands. King of the mountain, Amazon versus Walmart. And it's likely going to take some risk-taking to win. I'm Adrian Hill for Marketplace.